Section 3. You will hear two students called Dan and Jeannie discussing their studies at university. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Jeannie. How's it going?
Oh, hello, Dan. Pretty well, thanks. Have you managed to get the money for the course yet?
Yes, that's all sorted out now, thanks. It took long enough, though. It was practically a year ago that I applied to my local council for a grant, and it took them 6 months to turn me down.
That's really slow.
And I thought I was eligible for government funding, but it seems I was mistaken. So then I asked the boss of the company I used to work for if they would sponsor me, and much to my surprise, he said they'd make a contribution.
But what about college grants and scholarships? There must be some you could apply for.
Yes, there are, but they're all so small that I decided to leave them until I was desperate.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, I didn't need to apply. My parents had been saying that, as I already had a job, I ought to support myself through college. But in the end, they took pity on me, so now I've just about got enough.
That's good.
So now I can put a bit of effort into meeting people. Haven't had time so far. Any suggestions?
What about joining some college clubs?
Oh, right. You joined several, didn't you?
Yes. I'm in the drama club. It's our first performance next week, so we're rehearsing frantically, and I've got behind with my work, but it's worth it. I'm hoping to be in the spring production too.
I've never liked acting. Are you doing anything else?
I enjoyed singing when I was at school, so I joined a group when I came to college. I don't think the conductor stretches us enough, though, so I'll give up after the next concert. And I also joined the debating society. It's fun, but with all the rehearsing I'm doing, something has to go, and I'm afraid that's the one.
Do you do any sports?
Yes. I'm in one of the hockey teams. I'm not very good, but I'd really miss it if I stopped. I decided to try tennis when I came to college, and I'm finding it pretty tough going. I'm simply not fit enough.
Nor me. I think I'll give that a miss.
I'm hoping it'll help me to build up my stamina, but it'll probably be a long haul.
Good luck.
Thanks.
How are you finding the course?
I wish we had more seminars.
What? I'd have thought we had more than enough already. All those people saying clever things that I could never think of. It's quite interesting, but I wonder if I'm clever enough to be doing this course.
I find it helpful to listen to the other people. I like the way we're exploring the subject and working towards getting insight into it.
How do you get on with your tutor? I don't think I'm on the same wavelength as mine, so I feel I'm not getting anything out of the tutorials. It would be more productive to read a book instead.
Oh, mine's very demanding. She gives me lots of feedback and advice, so I've got much better at writing essays. And she's helping me plan my revision for the end of year exams.
Do tell me, I always struggle with revision.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
Well, the first thing is to find out exactly what's required in the exams.
Would it help to get hold of some past papers?
Yes, they'll help to make it clear.
Right, I'll do that. Then what?
Then you can sort out your revision priorities, based on what's most likely to come up. I put these on a card and read them through regularly.
Uh-huh.
But That isn't enough in itself. You also need a timetable to see how you can fit everything in the time available. Then keep it in front of you while you're studying.
I've done that before, but it hasn't helped me.
Maybe you need to do something different every day. So if you break down your revision into small tasks and allocate them to specific days, there's more incentive to tackle them. With big topics, you're more likely to put off starting.
Good idea.
And as I revise each topic, I write a single paragraph about it. Then later I can read it through quickly and it helps fix things in my mind.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I also write answers to questions for the exam practice. It's hard to make myself do it, though.
Well, I'll try. Thanks a lot, Jeannie. That's a great help.
No problem.
See you around.
Bye.
That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.